Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Let it be, baby. We asked the question on the other side, what is a song that just no matter what, when you hear it, gives you the chills? This could mean anything.
Yeah, anything. Absolutely. Anything you want. Yeah.
My dad, Mr. Kurt, he texted me and he said, theme from The Exorcist.
Oh, wow.
More than 50 years later, it still freezes my blood.
Oh, my goodness. You took it that direction. Yeah. I thought you'd go bubbles up, my man. I don't know. Wow.
Thanks for listening, Mr. Kurt.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys have one because you brought this topic up.
Yeah.
I assume this is garage time.
I was actually out walking.
Oh, nice. And something hit?
Adele popped on, right? Oh. And, you know, we were young by Adele. And she's also an artist. And this is really, it has nothing to do. Like, she did her last concert over the weekend. Done.
What? She's done?
Done. She did her last concert at her Vegas residency. Wow. Done.
And she's not going to tour anymore?
Done. Doesn't know if she's ever going to perform again.
Damn it.
Yeah. Done. Which means in 2 years she'll have a tour.
Exactly.
Because I really spent money. Right?
In two years she'll do a stadium tour and make millions.
Millions, right. But as of now, she's done. She's going to go be a mom and she doesn't know when she's going to do her thing again. And I'm like,
well, that's cool.
Okay, that's great. You know, do your thing and whatnot. And your music's still recorded. And then I saw this tweet and it was like, what song always gives you the chills no matter how many times you listen to it? And then the song We Were Young came on by Adele, and I'm like, man, every time I hear this song I like it more and more, and I just really, really, really like this song. I was never a big fan of Adele when she first hit the scene. I was just like, meh, it sounds like every song is like about death, you know, it just that tone. And then the older I got, the more I appreciated her. And the more, like, when I hear this song when we were young, I'm just like, gosh, I wish this song would never end. And so that's kind of where I am on that one. Where are you guys at?
From the text line, they said Let It Be from the Beatles. Mm-hmm. The Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald from 323. I can honestly say I have no idea what that is.
I don't know. Gordon Lightfoot, man.
Mm. From the 785, In the Air Tonight.
That's a good one.
Another one from the 913. My song is In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins, especially when it's that drum part. Yep. Quiet, quiet. It's my favorite part. All My Life by Casey and JoJo from the 785.
Ooh, good one.
Are you aware of that song?
Maybe if I heard it. All my life, I prayed for someone like you.
I don't think so.
And I know. Something like that.
That's the one that's like, closer to me like my brother, close to me just like my father, close to me just like my sister.
Okay. All my life.
And then one of those guys exposed himself and their careers were over.
Oh, they did?
I believe so.
Oh.
You know, A Day of Ruin. I will say that I have three, and there's all for different reasonings.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I heard No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley.
Wow. Okay.
Just because, like, it's just, I can, like, picture myself in that song. The guitar solo is one of the most underrated guitar solos of all time in that song. Plus the live version, when you see the video of him doing that live and everybody's just, like, captivated in that song. Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Adam's Song by Blink-182. It was the first time someone asked me, like, do you know what that song means? I was on my way to church. We used to have this thing called Logos on Wednesdays where it was, like, activity building and all that sort of thing. And I would listen to my headset, which is kind of ironic that I'm listening to Blink-182 on the way to church. And the lady was like, what are you listening to? And I was like, oh, it's a song called Adam's Song. She goes, you know that song's about teenage suicide. And I was like, I had no idea.
There's another one about, never mind. I can't remember the name
but
of the
song. But that song gives me chills because the narrative of Blink-182, at least at this time, was like fart jokes, inappropriateness, all this stuff. And then here's these three guys, these California guys out of nowhere that put this song up about a guy that, you know, was a fan of theirs that ended up taking his own life. And it's like, you listen to the song and all of a sudden you're like, oh.
Kind of like Eminem's okay. Stan a little bit.
I guess, but yeah, that's a really dark song.
Yeah.
And then the last one is Bluebird by Miranda Lambert, because okay. That was my mom's favorite artist. My mom has passed on and gone, you know, elsewhere. And I have a little Bluebird that sits by my mom's photo, and I'm not going to cry, I promise. But every time I hear that song, I will cry in my car. It just gives me the chills.
Mac?
That's really sweet.
Thank you.
Mine is You Will Be Found. I don't know if you guys know Dear Evan Hansen. It's a fantastic musical.
John's brother.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But
only ate half the Del Taco menu.
But it's basically like, you know, even when the dark comes crashing through, you will be found. Everything's going to be good. It gets me going. It's really good.
You know what another one that gives me chills is, and this is going to sound really weird, the Feather song from Forrest Gump. You know, the beginning interlude, the beginning song of Forrest Gump. I love that song.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
For the text line, another one, Miranda Lambert, Mama's Broken Heart. First wife was just like her in the song. Yikes.
Mm.
That's what the text said. Baby, It's Cold Outside, Frosty the Snowman.
We're not allowed to do Baby, It's Cold Outside anymore. When that song canceled a few years ago.
Yep. And then John Legend did like a new version of it. It sucks.
Does it really?
Not a huge fan.
I like John Legend.
Brett Beachtown.
That's a good one. Good call.
Great one.
Thank you for texting in, Brett. Appreciate that.
Holidays off.
Somebody said he saw Darius Rucker live and he sang Purple Rain. That would make Prince very upset because he said one thing he wishes that nobody would ever like redo his music. Brothers Osborne, Pushing Up Daisies, Touch of Grey by the Grateful Dead. Great song.
Thanks, Matt Q, for texting in that one.
Even though they hate that song because it was like a mainstream song.
That's the one that drives me nuts. Bands that hate their good songs because everybody likes them.
The Dance by Garth Brooks.
That's a good one, too.
Tough one. Damn, Dusty. Listen to some Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah, you should.
Landslide, Stevie Nicks.
Oh, good one.
Mandolin Rain, Bruce Hornsby.
Great
love
song.
It. Love that song. Eye of the Tiger. If we can do WAP, we can do Baby, It's Cold Outside. Oh, boy.
That's good.
Waiting on a Sunny Day, Bruce Springsteen. Check it out
sometime.
Another
good song, too.
You'll love it.
That whole album, The Rising, is great.
Oh, yeah, dude. Meet Me at Mary's Place, The Nothing Man,
yeah.
The Rising, all great. Dirty Diana, Michael Jackson, Aubrey by Bread, Start Me Up, The Stones. Anything from Cody Tapp makes me cry every time.
Mary Did You Know, that's a good one.
That's a good Christmas song.
That's a very good Christmas
song. Another
one
that kind of gives me the feels, not the chills, is To the Ends of the Earth by Laura Chiron. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that band. Ends of the Earth, great one there. Live Like You Were Dying, Tim McGraw. Fix You by Coldplay, also about for their dad. So music is interesting, isn't it?
It really
brings
is.
You together.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of like reflects on it. Like music has no age.
It sets a mood. It gives you the feels. It makes your other senses kick in as well.
Dusty Likens has texted into the text line. How does Mac know all this music but no movies?
That's why my family's more music. I don't know.
No, I get it. Do you have a vinyl player?
No, we used to. I don't know if we do. My dad may have it still.
I got a buddy that's looking for a specific vinyl player, by the way.
Player?
Yeah, like a record player, but a specific one.
That's tough.
Let me see which one it is before I lie about it here. We're looking for a Technics 1200 turntable.
Tell him to go to Facebook Marketplace.
He has, and had a guy, and then no-showed, you know?
Ah, that stinks. All right. Well, that's
so
all.
So I'm going to the text line marketplace.
Yeah, that's right.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.